Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kruk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Nuzon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Kruk moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kruk moves to third. Nuzon moves to second. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kruk scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Berga reaches second base with a double. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Bell moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kruk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nuzon hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lavalier is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kruk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kruk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lavalier and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2. And the White Sox too. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Vizquel moves to third. Two outs. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jose De Leon now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing left field. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Herbert Perry. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza pinch runs for Tony Peña. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.